This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
In 2 hours, NBA free agency truly begins. I know that nothing can officially be announced, but starting at 6 o'clock here on June 30th, NBA free agents can talk to teams. Mm-hmm. And so lots of stories will leak out tonight and tomorrow regarding NBA free agency. And there was an interesting development yesterday because over the last few days, we've seen a lot of players opting out and then immediately signing new contracts like Kyrie Irving did in Dallas, like James Harden did with the Los Angeles Clippers, even like my little old Brooklyn Nets did, where they, it was the other way, right, with guys like De'Ron Sharpe and Zaire Williams. But LeBron James had something very interesting happen yesterday. And honestly, if LeBron just picked up his $52.6 million option, which we all expected, and that was it, I think we would just go about our business. But what made things unique is that Rich Paul, his business partner, released a statement along with LeBron picking up this option. And that statement, I think rightfully so, has caused a lot of speculation and a lot of discussion.
Right.
I'll read the statement to you. Obviously, give me your first reaction to what he means by this. But Rich Paul says and writes, LeBron wants to compete for a championship. He knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that. But he values a realistic chance of winning it all. We understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. He, James, wants to make every season he has left count. And the Lakers understand that and are supportive and want what's best for him. What do you make out of that statement along with an opt-in?
It's a lot of past tense in there. So it sounds like he's wants to be elsewhere, but he has a no-trade clause, and which means he has say of where he's going.
Complete say, yeah.
Now, you talked about the opt-in. He also opted in to a $53.2 million contract. And so if you're one of these teams that wants to, hey, LeBron James would be cool at 40, maybe he gives us a chance. How are you getting him?
It's complicated.
It got really complicated because unless you're like the Knicks that have a matching salary, Carl Anthony Towns, where you can trade it, otherwise you're giving up two or three, maybe four players.
Right.
And it makes no sense to have your team dismantled just to bring in a star, but now you don't have a team. So it's an odd philosophy that he and Rich Paul went with, unless the idea is that he actually just wants to stay in LA and he wants them to commit to bringing in other veterans.
I lean towards that's what's going on here.
Right.
That ultimately this is LeBron James trying to put pressure on Rob Pelinka and the Lakers to do what he wants to do to compete for an NBA championship.
Right.
Which they're going to try to do. They're going to try to add Brooke Lopez. They're going to try to add DeAndre Ayton. Or they're going to try to trade for my guy Nick Claxton. Like, they're going to try. Now, they're probably going to ultimately fail because the West is really good.
Right.
Are they as good as the Oklahoma City Thunder?
No.
Are they as good as the Houston Rockets?
No.
Are they as good potentially, as the Dallas Mavericks? If Kyrie gets healthy and AD is magically healthy and Cooper Flagg is what we thought he is? Either way, it's difficult is my point. Doesn't mean they can't beat those teams. It's going to be really difficult.
I agree.
So I think LeBron and Rich Paul put this out to continue the pressure on the Lakers because if LeBron wanted to leave, What he could have done, and I know this is going to sound crazy, and I don't normally say things like this because it's other people's money, but I channel Michael Jordan when I think about this. LeBron should have opted out.
Right.
And said, you know what? I've made $1 billion in this sport. This is it for me. And he also loves attention. I'm going to sign for the veterans minimum wherever the hell I want. And I'm going to put all 30 teams on notice. You want me? Mm-hmm. Salary's not a problem. And the reason I say channel Michael Jordan, I get the circumstances were different because he was involved in Wizards ownership. When Michael Jordan played those 2 years in Washington, you know how much money he made?
No, I have no idea.
He made $1 million a year that he actually donated to the victims of September 11th,
wow,
which is very noble of him. But the point is, he didn't make any money because Michael Jordan also knew, I don't need to make any money.
No.
I've already made it all.
Yeah, and obviously LeBron's made much more than Michael Jordan did.
Right. So
and his value is much greater than Michael Jordan's just because of marketing.
And he's also bounced around the league as it is.
Right. So who cares where you end up?
So I the mistake, or I guess this is what points me into the direction of, I guess it's he wants the cake, eat it too, the whole stupid phrase.
Mm-hmm.
But it leads me to this is really just a pressure campaign on the LA Lakers, because if he wants a trade and he goes to the Lakers and says, look, this is going to be my last year in the NBA. Do what you can. Get rid of me. Mm. I'm only going to where I want to go because I have a full no-trade clause. It's very difficult for the Cleveland Cavaliers to put together the right trade.
Yeah.
It's less difficult for the Knicks. We can go through what it would take. But sure, the Knicks could trade for LeBron James. The Miami Heat, I guess, could in theory trade for LeBron James. Same thing with Dallas. But if he had opted out and basically said, I'll take the vets minimum because I've done it all. This is my last year. What's another $56 million? Right. He could have made this entire summer about him. And he could have gone city to city, team to team, and said, tell me why you want me to go on my final tour with you. And I thought it would have been amazing.
Right, but where would it even make sense?
Cleveland. It's always Cleveland. It's always Cleveland.
But he's been there and he's done that.
Okay.
I don't see Cleveland.
So what makes sense for LeBron if he does want to leave L.A.? What makes sense for him, and this could be his last year, he's going to play in the most games in the history of NBA basketball players. He'll break that record this season. He's got a chance if he plays next year to break Vince Carter's record most years in the NBA. I mean, basically, the guy's got everything.
Yeah.
LeBron James has accomplished it all, except for passing Michael Jordan NBA titles. Where would it make sense? So, is it New York?
So strategically, from a branding standpoint, obviously New York makes a lot of sense. But I don't know if he actually wants New York and go to the Knicks. But if I'm just looking from a basketball standpoint, like where could he go and make that team a competitor and potentially win a championship? Maybe Minnesota with the Timberwolves?
No.
But then you have, again, it's the same problem.
It's one team, Teague.
You're giving up too many pieces.
It's one team. It's Cleveland. It is. And I'll tell you why it's Cleveland. If he comes here, let's have the discussion about us and the Knicks and what it would take. I can tell you right now, whether it's Karl-Anthony Towns straight up or it's putting together OG Anunoby and Mitchell Robinson and one young piece,
right,
there are ways, there are permutations to make it work.
You can make the money work with the Knicks.
Here's the problem about LeBron James in New York, and I'll look at LeBron's perspective, and obviously we'll give our perspective as a Knick market, if you will. LeBron James comes here. Dude, you better win an NBA title.
Right.
Or you're going to be hated around here.
I mean.
Oh, Teague. There's nothing left to do but
yeah,
win.
But at least you're giving it a shot.
Bro. Most Knicks fans don't even like him.
Fine, it doesn't matter. But even if you fall short, at least you're giving it the shot.
Is that how you think Knicks fans will talk about him 5 years from now?
But then again, who cares?
Well, if we're talking about legacies, maybe he will care.
I don't know. I think if he's going to go, everywhere he's been, he's won a championship, right?
Well, technically, yes. Cleveland, he didn't win it the first time, but he did go back there and eventually win.
Right.
And the Laker title is, you know, may say Mickey Mousian.
Yeah, but whatever. Everywhere he's been, he's won a title.
Yes.
So if he's going to go someplace again, other than stay at L.A., which I honestly think he's trying to do, put pressure on them.
I agree with him.
To bring in some vets and try to win next year as opposed to rebuilding with Luka. I think that if he's going to go someplace else, they have to be close to winning a championship.
And I think the Knicks are close to winning a championship. That definitely fits.
Right, but what are you giving up to get him?
Is
it going to change you fundamentally? And does this make any sense without a coach? Unless the plan is...
Make LeBron the coach?
No.
No.
We're not hiring a coach because we really want to go after LeBron.
And let him decide.
I'm half joking, but we want LeBron's input on who their coach is. Because don't forget, Leon Rose was LeBron's agent for a long time until Rich Paul became his agent, his boyhood friend, and they ended up starting their own agency, Clutch. But there was a disconnect. Maybe it's been connected or whatever it is, but there's a familiarity between Leon Rose and LeBron James and his people. So maybe it is the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Playing, but...
Would you want LeBron James on the Knicks? And the two permutations I thought of is it's Kat or OG and Mitch would probably be the trades that make it financially.
It almost doesn't even matter. I mean, you can think about the structure of the team later, but I think from an interest standpoint, it would be amazing.
Well, forget interest standpoint.
It would be awesome for our show.
Well, hold on.
And I think it would force them to do everything possible to win now.
Okay. And
it's exactly what the Knicks fan wants.
There are two caveats here, okay? And there is the self-interest it'll be entertaining.
Self-interest, like, without a doubt. If he goes to Minnesota,
right,
for whatever reason,
right,
we'll talk about it for a day.
No, I get you.
And that's
it. But your answer to that question is based on your own self-interest.
Of course,
selfish. Okay. Because if you're asking me selfishly, as a Knicks season ticket holder, would I want LeBron James playing his home games at Madison Square Garden? I'd be an idiot to say no. Do I like the idea? I'm putting that aside for a second. Do I like the idea in a guy's final year at the age of 41 years old, we're watching LeBron as much as I possibly can? I'm not watching every game. He doesn't defend nearly at the level he used to.
It's not an issue.
Am I trying to win a championship or not? What do you mean it's not an issue? How's that not an issue?
Because you're going to get somebody else to defend.
Who am I getting him? I'm aggregating OG on Anobi.
I don't know.
Honestly, two thoughts here. As an IBO, I think it's a bad idea. As selfish Knicks season ticket holder, I would love it.
But why not take the shot? I know you're saying it's a bad idea because of the structure of the team, but...
He's also 41, bro.
But he wasn't horrible a year ago.
It's not about him being horrible. Sometimes guys still put up numbers. Guys still feel incredible for their age, but when you watch them, they're not making nearly the impact you think they're making because of their numbers. And I admit, I'm not watching 82 games, not that he played 82 games, but when I watched him last year, I got the feeling while the numbers are there and the moments are there, he's not nearly what he was. And now he's a year older, and he's going on a retirement tour, essentially. Right. I wouldn't want it. I'm being fair. Now, as a season ticket holder, do I want it? Of course. That's why I want to at least acknowledge that if the Knicks acquire LeBron James, I would be very happy. I would be. It'd be great to talk about. I'll make so much money off of tickets. Like, it's all great. Tommy?
We've reached Aaron Rodgers territory with LeBron. Stay in L.A., go to Cleveland. I can't do this anymore. We've been doing this for decades with this guy. I can't. I don't want him at 40, 41 years old. I didn't want Kevin Durant. I don't like that plan. When you have the core that they have, I want them to grow. I want the chemistry to continue to grow. I don't want to pluck LeBron James on a retirement tour or KD trying to mooch off another team. I want nothing to do with it. Just stay in L.A. or go to Cleveland or Minnesota. You know what? I got a team for him. You want to, you know, bring up the youth of
don't do it.
And you get to hang out here.
Don't
get to build your brand. There's a building in Brooklyn that would love to have you. We could still talk about him. And Evan, you could still make money off LeBron James. I don't want him on the Knicks. I really don't.
By the way, for the veteran minimum,
your idea? Great. Yeah, I would have done that. I'm not giving up assets.
Not 53.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I think the mistake he made was.
No doubt.
I don't like counting other people's money, but the guy's made so much money in this sport. He had a chance to opt out and say, who wants me? I'm going to look around the league. I'm going to let free agency happen. I'm going to see who's coaching the Knicks. I'm going to just see. And I'll fit in wherever, because if LeBron James was willing to do that, then every team would line up. And yes, I would like him on the Nets for that sheer reason of, it'll be entertaining. My tickets will go very well. They're not winning anything. And that's what LeBron wants to do. He wants to win. But I do agree overall with your take. I also think it'd be very difficult to start liking him. It's been a long time of him being the enemy, a long time of...
Now you're saying you would like him if he came here.
I think it'd be tough for Knicks fans to just instantly like him. Very tough. Very, very tough. And I think he's in a no-win situation because they have to win a championship. Like, he goes back to Cleveland, it doesn't matter. Like, they'll be disappointed, but he's still LeBron.
Right, because he's already won a championship there, so it is what it is. And they look, they have some pieces they can move them. They can match salary and get it.
It's complicated. I tried to go through it. It's actually very complicated to get Cleveland to acquire LeBron James. I was going through all the gymnastics on it.
Right.
And that's the problem with this whole thing. It's not easy.
Right.
The Knicks are actually one of the easier teams to pull it off.
Because you have a 1-to-1 matching salary.
I also take a step back for a second, Knicks fans. If you've already decided you don't want him, LeBron in Cleveland would be a lot of fun. Because right now, when you look at the state of the Eastern Conference, and you look at where Boston is, and you look at where Indiana is, and sure, Orlando's going to get better. We'll see about Detroit. LeBron returning to the throne in Cleveland with a Cavalier team that's missing something would make Knicks Cavaliers like, let's go. Let's go. Right. And then Knicks fans.
But it would also feel like a threat. It would now feel like an actual threat, I think, we have you.
They're a threat either way, even if you don't take them fully seriously. And how sweet would it be if you beat LeBron James on the way to an NBA Finals and a championship? LeBron at Cleveland should be what Knicks fans want.
See, I like that idea more than bringing in LeBron. We've seen the mercenary, especially with the older one for a year, whether it was Verlander, Scherzer, Rodgers. That's what this reeks of, and it didn't go well. I'd rather beat the mercenary on my way to a title than bring him in. By the way, I would assume if LeBron came to the Knicks, it means no Mike Brown. I mean, their relationship is...
They got to an NBA Finals
complicated,
together.
Though, to say the least, though. I don't know where they're at as far as terms.
They got to an NBA Finals
No, I understand
together.
That, but if you're trying to connect the dots here where Mike Brown now reportedly is the favorite, and then we're hearing LeBron James rumors, you could do that.
Because, like, free agency is happening in what, an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes?
Yes.
And we've been talking about the Knicks coaching situation for almost a month now. What the hell are they doing? Do they not have a plan? It makes you feel, and we were just joking, but it makes you feel like they're looking at a vet, whoever it may be. It might not be LeBron James. It could be Giannis. I have no idea, even though Giannis hasn't said he wants out. Looking at to bring in some veteran and let that collective decide. Not necessarily,
that's
we're
going
to do it.
I disagree with that.
Maybe not, but it It's an option that's there.
I think they realize.
It's an option that it cuts you off from getting, let's say in this case, LeBron James, if you had already hired your coach.
Yeah, I think that they're going to hire a coach this week. I make you that prediction.
Okay.
That's number one. I've thought for a while it would be Jason Kidd. The longer Kidd doesn't extend in Dallas, the longer it's still possible.
Yeah, but the longer that Kidd doesn't make his way to New York, the longer it seems not possible.
No, I agree. Look, I think it's going to be one of three guys. Not to go out on a limb here, because it's not. It's either going to be Jason Kidd, Taylor Jenkins, or Mike Brown. And I think it's going to be one of those three guys by the end of the week. And I'll add this prediction to you. I think for whatever reason, and I'm not sure why, because it's not worthy of this, I think it's going to break like late Thursday as almost a 4th of July weekend news
dump. But why would they do that?
I don't know. Because it's not embarrassing to hire Mike Brown.
No.
It's not embarrassing to hire Taylor Jenkins. And it's certainly not embarrassing to poach Jason Kidd. They're all decent hires, if we're being
fair about
it.
Why would they not want the conversation to be about it?
I don't know if the Knicks just hate the media. Mm. And it's like, let's just bury it. I don't know. But that's just, I honestly feel Thursday afternoon, we may be on the air when it happens. We may get a good, half-hour discussion on it. They're going to hire their head coach. So you guys are going to get what you want. I don't think it's related to free agency or the trade market. I think it's they're doing their due diligence. And one of those three guys is going to be the next head coach.
We have Yankee injury news.
No.
The Yankees are placing Fernando Cruz on the 15-day IL. He now has a left oblique strain. Of course, hasn't given up a run in his last four appearances. Mm. And they've signed Jeff Hartlieb to a major league contract.
Jeff Hartlieb? Didn't he pitch for the Mets once?
I know he was with the Rockies last year, but really more of like an Albuquerque isotope.
Yes.
This is a blow to the Yankee pen.
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said this a few weeks ago, I think the Yankee bullpen is going to be the biggest thing they need to address at the trade deadline. Obviously, we've talked a lot about second base or third base, depending on where you want to play Jazz. But they need bullpen help. Now, the good news is the back end of the bullpen feels really strong right now with Devin Williams and Luke Weaver. But Fernando Cruz now going on the IL for a second stint, so not great news. Is Jazz in the lineup? Because I was concerned yesterday, I think it was the sixth inning of the game, when Jazz checked his swing, and it looked like he injured his wrist, and it looked bad. Now, luckily, Jazz stayed in the game, and he took another at-bat. So that made me think, okay, he's okay. But that was a little bit of a scary moment on a Sunday. Has the Yankee lineup come out, and is Jazz in it?
3 hours before first pitch, still no Yankee lineup.
Right, Blue Jays lineup is out, but not the Yankees.
Hmm. I wonder if that is related to Jazz.
I have the lineup here. Greg Joyce. Right? He's a beat reporter. Okay, so we have Jazz batting cleanup.
Good. All right, so he's in the lineup. Very good to hear. Who's leading off?
The guy that'll never play second, short, or third base in the big leagues. Trent Grisham. catcher.
More on the Yankees.
Catcher. Right,
you forgot that one. More on the Yankees a little bit later on. They take on the Blue Jays. Interesting pitching matchup tonight with Max Scherzer and Carlos Rodon. Let's go to JR in Somerville. What's up, JR?
Hey, let me break the glass. It sounds like Jordan Clarkson's going to be signing with the Knicks once free agency starts.
I like that move. I like that move if you're bringing Jordan Clarkson. Would that be on the Vets minimum? Because they're not going to use that mid-level, right?
Nah, they can't touch that mid-level. They can't touch it. I'd put him in a second apron. They wouldn't do it you got to go into the second apron with aplomb. You got to just go in with big players. You can't go in with guys who may not even be part of your rotation. So, the Jazz Beats reporting that.
Clarkson's a perfect, microwave offensive option off the bench. That's a quality signing for the Vets minimum if they bring him in to start free agency.
Exactly. And it's, since IQ's left, that's been the missing piece, is somebody who could just make their own offense off the bench.
That was the combo on IQ when he first came into the league.
Really?
Can he be Jordan Clarkson? Yeah.
That's funny.
Right, go ahead. Sorry, man.
Nah, you're good. Nah, LeBron's going nowhere. Matter of fact, I think that when Rob Pelinka heard this quote or whatever, he probably got on the phone and made calls about Luka. So, Luka's future is undecided. He could be in Brooklyn. But, the whole thing is Cleveland's got to trade six players to even get LeBron on a team because of their apron situation.
Yeah. Right.
So he's not going anywhere. And as far as the Knicks are concerned, I would think about it if it was just Cat, but at the end of the day, you can't really diminish your depth by going after a guy like LeBron.
It's not worth it.
Unless you're getting rid of that that offensive option completely, and you're just focusing your five on defense.
Yeah,
that's the only way it makes sense.
The other thing that concerns me, and I know LeBron James is one of the great comets we'll ever see, something flying through the sky that we'll never see again, and we should appreciate that greatness, because what makes him great. What makes him, in a way, not fully, but in a way better than Michael Jordan, is the guy did it for such a long period
right.
of time.
So that makes him not a comet. That makes him more like a satellite. Like he's just what? Always here. Comet come and go.
That's what I mean, though. The comet in the sky means I don't think we'll ever see it again. We saw it fly through the sky.
Yeah,
it was in the sky
been here for
long.
20 years.
Well, it was a slow-moving comet. See, it was very slow as it was flying through the sky.
Do you realize how much of an oxymoron that is?
My only point is we'll never see something like this ever again. So I hate to say this about him, but in fairness, Loogie will tell you, I said this about Tom Brady. Like, at the very end, there were all those rumblings, should the Jets bring in Tom Brady?
Mm.
And do you remember, be intellectually honest, Tommy, why I didn't want Tom Brady?
I think you didn't want him because, or I remember you didn't want him because of his age.
Correct. Right. I thought he was done.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be respectful about it. He was a great player. It has nothing to do with hating him or the rivalry it had to do with. I don't think he can do it.
And you already know.
And I think when it ends, it's going to end badly. And I think that LeBron James is at the end.
Mm.
And so I wouldn't want to get involved. But JR is right about one thing. I made this prediction 6 months ago. I'll stand by it. Luka's not staying in L.A. He's not. Mm. He's not. Where's he going to end up? I don't know. Probably a team that feels very internationally. That'd be my guess. Let's go to whoever that is. I don't know. Could be somebody. Angel's calling from the Bronx. What's up, Angel?
So you want Luka to go to Utah or something? They got a lot of international players.
Yeah, you figured it out, Angel. You're all over it. Good call.
Awesome. Honestly, as a longtime Knicks fan, I don't want LeBron stepping into the Garden with a Knicks jersey. He should have done it in 2010 instead of saying, I'm going to go to South Beach. Screw that. He should have went to the Garden. Mm. A fool. He could have been the king, the rightful king of New York, if he actually decided to come to the Knicks all those years ago. I don't want the guy. 15 years later, still don't want the guy. Same with Durant. I don't think those are the players the Knicks need right now. Plus, we still don't have an edge. What is all this talk about LeBron going to the Knicks? Like, can we not? Like, let's focus on getting the coach, and which at this point is become a long goose chase.
Right. The reason, Angel, though, the Knicks are brought up, I'll walk you through this. When Rich Paul puts a statement out like that, It reeks of LeBron's putting pressure on the Lakers.
Yep.
If he doesn't like what he gets, he's going to ask for a trade.
It's definitely a statement. It's not just, hey, you know, we opted in and this is how we feel.
Right.
They're sending a message.
No doubt.
To the Lakers.
So if you take it as a message, then you start to think, all right, who are the teams in the NBA that are close to a championship? And logic would tell you it would behoove LeBron to come to the Eastern Conference because the Eastern Conference feels less... I don't know.
Crowded, less, more accessible to the championship.
Yeah. Right. I was thinking of trees in a forest. Like, the trees aren't really there in the Eastern Conference. Meanwhile, in the West, there's a lot of really tough teams. So, Could he go to Golden State and team up with Steph Curry? Sure. Could he go to Dallas and re-team up with Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis? Sure. Could he go to name the random Western, San Antonio, they got all the assets? Sure. Even the Rockets still have a lot of assets.
Right.
But it feels like the East would make sense, and then it brings you to three specific Eastern Conference teams. Miami, Cleveland, and the Knicks. I don't think anyone wants to see a reunion in Miami. That doesn't do it for anybody.
Mm, no. It was interesting when it first happened, just because of who else was there, Dwayne Wade and Bosch. Now it feels like, why would you go there? Just to be in South Beach again?
It doesn't, there's no symmetry to it.
No.
The symmetry is Cleveland. Mm. It really is. Like, that's the place. And if I was a Cavalier fan, like I put myself in those shoes, I'd want them back 1,000%. Because I'd look at my team and say, well, damn good. We had this great regular season. And what the hell happened? What the hell happened again?
Right.
And I would say, I got to do something.
Right. I need that real star power. Donovan Mitchell's a star, obviously.
Yeah.
But you need that guy who is beyond reproach star.
It would almost feel like that would be the move to put you over the top.
Mm.
And get it all done for you. I don't know why this headline makes me laugh, but WFAN putting out our Mets lineup idea, quote, inspired by Positive Tommy and Billy Martin. Like, those two names being connected just cracks me
right.
up.
Positive Tommy.
The only thing Positive Tommy and Billy Martin have in common is they both watch WrestleMania 1. Speaking of which, I haven't got this approved by the bosses. I was thinking this will be a bonus podcast edition of Evan and Tiki. I was going to start a 10 to 15 minute podcast with Young Jet.
Oh,
and here's the concept. Tommy's going to love this concept. The concept is he wants to watch every main event of WrestleMania. So we watch the main event of WrestleMania 1, and then we do a 10-minute podcast in which he gives his review on said main event. So this will be a 41-part series.
Wow. Oh,
that'll begin soon.
Now that will lead up to 42?
I think that's a good idea. I got to figure out the math on that, but sure.
I love this idea, but from a podcasting standpoint, does Jet need to or like be filled in on the background of the lead-up to what led to that main event, or just judging it on a main event? Period.
It's a great question. So we watched WrestleMania 1 last night, the tag team match, Hulk Hogan and Mr. T against Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff and Rowdy Roddy Piper. And he asked, tell me about the buildup. So I gave him the backstory.
Wow, he even knows about the buildup.
He wanted to know about the buildup. He saw the match. And then we also watched WrestleMania 2.
And what did he say?
I have to save that for the podcast. Oh. you have to listen to it.
Did he ask, who is Mr. T?
Yes, he asked about the guys he specifically asked about were Mr. T and Mr. Wonderful. Because Rowdy Roddy Piper is a legend who he had seen before, and obviously Hulk Hogan. So I was explaining Mr. T. I was like, Mr. T's not a wrestler. Like, he was a really famous actor. He's like one of the biggest actors of his time. Did a really popular TV show with the car.
What?
What's it called?
The A-Team.
He did the A-Team.
Oh, he did the A-Team. He didn't do the show with the car.
I'm thinking of with Kit.
Who is in the show with the... Oh, David Hasselhoff.
Knight Rider.
I apologize. I get David Hasselhoff and Mr. T confused quite a bit.
Yeah. Little known fact, I was on Knight Rider.
No!
Really? Yeah, the remake.
Really? Would you? As Tiki Barber or somebody else?
Sergeant Berber. I died in a cage match.
Wow! Yes. We got to go back and watch that. Very, very cool. We'll get to the big NFL trade in a few minutes. Got some thoughts on it, including a prediction that will rock New York sports. But let's get back to some of your phone calls. Done a lot today, a lot of baseball, a little bit of basketball as well. 888-808-1019. Annabelle is calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's up, Annabelle?
Hey, how you doing, Evan? Tiki?
We're good. What's up?
Hey, Tommy. Hello. The Mets need a center field. A lot of people are talking about it. I got two trades to see what you guys think about. Mm-hmm. We also need a pitcher. So let's go with Louis Robert Jr. From the Chicago White Sox.
Right.
And we bring that kid in. That's number one. Number two, what about Brian Reynolds from Pittsburgh Pirates?
Brian Reynolds is an interesting fit, especially because the Pittsburgh Pirates are going nowhere. Let me start with Louis Robert Jr. I've always liked him. I wanted the Mets to trade for him during the offseason in conjunction with Garrett Crochet. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that part didn't happen. The problem with Louis Robert Jr. is he's been bad for a while.
Yeah.
He's having another bad season, and even though he's got an affordable contract and he's still young and he has all this untapped potential, this team needs more than a lottery ticket. Right. In a lot of ways, that's what Louis Robert Jr. is right now.
You almost have that already, right? You have that in Mark Vientos and Ronnie Mauricio. You already have these guys that are maybes they're going to be good. You don't need that from another guy you bring in and potentially have to trade for and give away whatever asset it is going to cost you. So it makes sense, but it doesn't actually make sense.
To me, that's more of an offseason move because give him a spring training. Let's see if he has a bounce back here. He's having a terrible season. Byron Buxton is probably the outfielder that excites me the most. I think the concern with him is always, can he stay healthy?
Yeah.
Mario in Long Beach. Mario.
Hey, how you doing? Good, great show as always.
Appreciate it. What's up?
By the way, I just wanted to tell you, you were talking about Mr. T. He also was Sylvester Stallone's in Rocky III.
Of course.
He was for Clubber Lang, remember?
For me, as a 42-year-old, I know Mr. T more for that role than any other role he had. Yeah. I don't know if that's...
For me, it's A-Team.
Okay,
because I love the A-Team.
Fair enough.
Love it when a plan comes
together. Yeah, A-Team. But anyway, I really think that... let's get to basketball for a second. The move I would really like is Giannis. More so because of the age. He fits right into that group because I think the Knicks right now have a 3 to 5 year window, and Giannis is 30. So the deal I would do is I would give him Cat, I would give him Anobi, I give him Miles McBride and 2 number one picks. Now Milwaukee doesn't have to start from over. They're not redoing.
But
they got three really good players.
But Mario, they don't have the number one picks to trade other than including the Fugazi number one pick you have. That I think is courtesy of the Washington Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
So those aren't even real. And number two, if you are the Bucks, this is the problem I have with the Giannis Knicks stuff. Like, I get why the Knicks are waiting, because why not? How realistically, because I don't think that trade's realistic. How are you convincing the Bucks to trade you Giannis Antetokounmpo?
You're not.
That pack-
package ain't getting it done.
No, it's not. It's not good enough for them. They're not going to sit there and say this makes us immediately better or something that we can build on for the next 3 or 4 years. It gives you something to build on, maybe for a season.
Right.
So it doesn't. It doesn't make sense for them.
It doesn't make sense at all.
And also, it doesn't even feel like Giannis wants to leave.
But let's say we get past that, because you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. And I don't think he will leave. Like, if I have to make
Does
a long-term...
Does he have a no trade or no?
No. Very few people do. I think LeBron's one of the only guys.
Right.
The power that Giannis has is he'll say, I'm not going to re-sign there when my contract is up. Mm. That's the power a guy has when they don't have a no trade. It basically becomes a no trade. But I can't see, even if we get past the first part, which I'm with you on, he has to demand a trade. Hasn't happened yet. How the Knicks are going to have a better offer than the Houston Rockets or the San Antonio Spurs. I don't see how that's possible. Like, we really think that that package is going to be more enticing than all the boatload of first-round picks that other teams can offer?
No, it's not. Yeah, that's the consequence of Mikhail. It is what it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And that's the decision they made.
It just is what it is.
And in fairness to Leon Rose, we don't know if Giannis is even going to be available.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as we're sitting here saying, hey, and you're right, that's the consequences of Mikal. The consequences of Mikal were always a hypothetical trade that we don't even know is out there. So you're right. If Giannis demands a trade and he ends up being traded to the Rockets or the Spurs, you're absolutely right. We're going to look back at the Mikal trade and say, boy, they screwed that up.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, Giannis hasn't demanded anything.
Nope.
And I don't think he will. Because I think Giannis Antetokounmpo can easily look at his own roster, even with Dame out, and say, screw it. I'll try to win here.
Might as well take a shot.
I mean, the East isn't any good.
No.
I'll try to do it here. And if it doesn't work, you won't be crucified by your family.
And I'm still a legend.
Right.
No matter what happens.
You go to New York, like, let's all be fair about this. You trade for Giannis in some miracle world, and you don't win anything, you're not going to like this guy.
No.
You'll turn on
him. And he's not going to be remembered for anything great.
Right. You're right. Chris is in Ronkonkoma. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I'm calling about Mendy and how you guys are talking about lineups. And the Mets played the best when Juan Soto was batting second.
Mm-hmm.
Lindor was hitting the best, and they were playing the best. And why hasn't he moved Juan Soto back to second?
Maybe because
and
Juan Soto.
A Nick trade.
Maybe because Juan
and
Soto's.
I have a Nick trade.
Okay, I'm just going to answer you. Maybe it's because Juan Soto's had a great month.
Right.
And so he sees the results of Soto and says, why would I move him back?
But that ain't helping the Mets because Lindor's maybe hits better, right?
Do you like my idea? Do you like my idea of leading off Juan Soto? I'm not even kidding. I think that would be a nice little shakeup.
I mean, it's something different, but I think we got to protect Lindor and get Lindor going. I think the team's better that way, right, Evan?
Yeah. Well, Lindor's the key. Yeah,
I mean, why wouldn't you put it, right? And now the Knicks trade I have. You want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
And this is a trade that's really good. And the Knicks will win a championship. You know, call Anthony Towns, Mitchell Robinson, and any bench player to the Dallas Mavericks, to Anthony Davis, and Jason Kidd.
I knew Kidd was going to be involved in it.
I do agree with you. If Anthony Davis is healthy and you get elite level defender AD, let's go.
Yeah, but doesn't that feel like that Mike Trout trade that someone posited to the Mets earlier?
Oh, because AD's never healthy?
He's just always hurt. Always hurt.
If you gave me an opportunity, and it's not real, so this is all fake world we're living in, but if you gave me an opportunity as the New York Knicks to flip Cat and other assets for Anthony Davis, I would sign for that. I would take that risk because I do think that a healthy AD, and that is a big question. I get that, but we know Cat can't defend. Like, that's not changing. So a healthy AD gives me a real chance at winning an NBA championship,
yeah, I mean,
but it's not happening.
AD's the best player in that trade.
Yeah,
he just is.
But it's not happening. Right. There's a reason why Dallas traded Luka for him. As much as we kill the Mavericks for that trade and Nico for that trade, they obviously adore Anthony Davis, so it's just not a thing.
They adore?
They do.
No.
What do you mean they don't adore?
They were tanking.
No.
What happened to the Dallas Mavericks?
They won the lottery.
Exactly.
They didn't win because they were tanking. They had like a 0.9% chance. Mm-hmm. There was a wink, wink, we'll take care of you.
Yes.
But Anthony Davis is a tremendous player when he's healthy. The problem is he's never healthy.
Exactly. So why would you trade for him then?
Well, because the league orchestrated it, Tiki. I mean, you want to get down to brass tacks?
They adore him because they knew that it would lead to them getting Cooper Flagg?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
You are right that it goes down this slippery slope of why was that trade made. I'm just going to, at least for the sake of this, trust what Nico Harrison said, which is they love Anthony Davis. Speaking of trades, I've been really wrapping my head around this Jalen Ramsey, Minka Fitzpatrick trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't fully understand it if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, I think Jonu Smith is probably the best part of the trade because they add, like, a really good tight end and give Aaron Rodgers another toy.
Recently, he became a really good tight end.
Right.
Like, one of those guys that you kind of put in that conversation with the top. He's not at the top. He's in that second tier, but he's a really good receiving tight end.
He was a top five tight end last year, at least from a fantasy perspective. Yeah.
Without a doubt. But I'm saying he's not Travis Kelce.
No.
He's not that kind of player, but he is a elite tight end from a tier standpoint. But it feels like the Steelers are just going all in. They're trying to win.
They are.
They're trying to get every really good player / potential leader on this team that they possibly can. And so the thing that, I don't know, it concerns me, but it baffled me a little bit because Minka Fitzpatrick is a good player.
Minka Fitzpatrick is better than Jalen Ramsey.
Exactly.
Jalen Ramsey got cooked last year.
And he's 30.
Yes.
Playing corner.
Right. Which means he's on the wrong side of the 30.
Right. So are you moving into the slot and you're going to, you know, maybe drop him back into safety spots every now and then? I have no idea. I don't know what their defensive philosophy is going to be. But it felt a little bit odd. That swap of DBs.
I don't think it's a slam dunk. Like, when I first heard the Steelers are acquiring Jalen Ramsey, who we knew the Dolphins were going to trade, my first reaction was, okay, they're going all in.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard Minka Fitzpatrick was going back to Miami, obviously where he started his career, that's where I looked at this trade and said, really?
Mm.
Like, do I feel like they're better?
Well, unless there's something that we just don't know about.
Mm.
Like, locker room, relationship with coaches, situation with Minka that's untenable.
Maybe.
That can be the only thing that I can think of.
So
that would make sense.
I have a prediction for you.
Go ahead.
And I don't think you're going to like it, but I think you are going to like it.
Okay.
Like, it's one of those predictions that you are going to hate when I first say it, And then eventually you'd be happy if it's all true.
All right, let's hear it.
Because it involves New York sports.
Okay.
The Steelers are going to be a disaster. I can feel it in my bones. Everything
they're trying too hard.
They are doing in a lot of ways what the Jets tried to do.
Right, and this is not something that the Steelers have ever done.
Bro, they are anti-Steelers.
Yeah.
Everything they've done is not the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
From everything, from DK to Rodgers to this, like,
and they got this predicament because of their lack of a quarterback plan for the last 3 years.
Kind of reminds me of the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a lot of ways, they are the Jets right now, which is the biggest insult I could ever hurl at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
The difference is, yes, do I feel better about the foundation with Mike Tomlin as head coach than Robert Saleh? Of course. But I think this is going to be a disaster. Not only are the Steelers going to not make the playoffs, Tiki, they're going to finish under 500.
Wow, for the first time in Mike Tomlin's career.
Correct.
As a head coach.
And that's step number one in my prediction. Step number two is Mike Tomlin is going to be fired. Step number three, so far, Tiki's just listening like, that's fine, whatever. Step number three is, I'm sorry, the Giants are also going to be a disaster. And Brian Daboll is going to be fired. Are you ready to connect the dots? This is where Tiki's happy. In January of 2026, the next head coach of the New York Football Giants will be Mike Tomlin.
That's a long-term prediction.
That is a long-term, 7 months out prediction. Mm. Number one, do you buy it?
No.
Why?
Because I don't think the Giants are going to be so bad that Dave gets fired.
Okay. But the Steeler part you're with me on.
Absolutely. Because just look at Steeler history. This is not something they've ever done. They've never tried to get good quick.
I agree.
And
this feels very un-Steeler-like.
It certainly hasn't been by going getting an aged, maybe over-the-hill quarterback who we don't know. I mean, Aaron Rodgers could be really good or it could be terrible. I have no idea. Now, Mike Tomlin's a really good coach, and so maybe all of the distractionary stuff that he does just gets washed down and it just becomes about football instead of everything else. And for the Steelers' sake, I hope so. But they're going all in to try to win right now.
100%.
And so that doesn't always work.
I'm trying to
think of when it has worked.
Rams.
Rams are the only team that did it correctly.
Rams
and
are the
by
example.
The way, I give the Rams a lot of credit because they desperately needed to.
Yeah.
Because going to L.A., a place that had been teased and jerked around with football teams for decades, had zero care about any of their football teams. The only way they were going to become relevant is if one of them won a championship. And the Rams went all in to win a championship, and they got one.
Yeah.
To
be fair with that one, though, the Rams at least made a Super Bowl with that core before making the change. The Steelers keep going one and done.
I hear you. But the Rams, from the minute they moved, were trying to win a championship. It's like, whatever we got to do. They had no draft picks for 5 years.
But I do think that comp works with the Steelers, obviously more than the Jets, because they were really desperate, obviously, with this long playoff drought. Right. But the Steelers are in the playoffs every year. Granted, they're not a Super Bowl team, but they're taking a roster.
14?
No, you got to go all the way back to the year they beat the New York Jets in the AFC Championship game in 2010.
10?
Yeah. Wow. I'm not missing a Super Bowl. That was the last one.
Since they've been to a Super Bowl.
That's correct.
Wow. Yeah. So maybe they are desperate.
They have a longer Super Bowl drought than the Giants.
Right. Maybe it is like desperate for them.
So that first step you buy, like this will end badly. Mm. And as much as I respect Mike Tomlin, they're going to fire him.
Yeah.
He's going to be okay. So the part that really throws you off.
I just don't think the Giants are going to be embarrassingly bad, and they're going to say, we're done with Dave's. I don't think that's the case.
Even if Mike Tomlin's available?
No, I don't.
You don't think that impacts it?
No, because I think you let Dave's and Shane draft their quarterback, and if at some point the season gets out of whack, there's still going to be optimism because you're going to get your young quarterback.
All right, here's my question to all of you guys, all you Giants
fans. And here's the thing. If Russell Wilson is playing past week 8, that means the Giants are actually pretty good.
That's true. That's true. I'll ask you a question. It's very convoluted. It's very, it's a lot of bad that's involved in it. Would you sign today for my prediction to be right?
No.
Okay. Said no. Sean, would you sign today for my prediction to be right? Mike Tomlin's your head coach next year.
No. No. How could any Giant fan sign for that?
Because Mike Tomlin is a Super Bowl winning head coach, and Brian Daboll had a very good year, but we're still not sure about him, in fairness.
Evan, the path to that that's being fine. Something you sign for means that the Giants are potentially screwing up a first-round drafted quarterback.
Possibly. And it also means you're having a bad year, and I know that's tough to, like, go through. I wouldn't want that either.
It might be a bad year, But it's different to have a bad year versus what we saw last year, which was a hopeless year.
Right, and you fire your coach is a really
right,
bad year.
Because I called some of those games, and it was just like, they don't have a chance to win these games.
All right.
They don't have a chance to be in these games.
Okay.
And so if it's that again, then Dames will get fired. But I don't predict that that's going to be the case.
Tommy, would you sign for my prediction to be right?
No, because it means Jackson Dart isn't the goods. Now, I don't know what Mike Tomlin thinks about Tommy DeVito, so I'd be willing to reconsider that if he's a Tommy DeVito supporter.
Never know.
But I think Dable gets fired if Darts is not good.
Sean, can you do me a favor?
What would you like?
You are the host of One Giant Step to a lot of people. You're the voice of Giant fandom.
Yes.
Can you put out a poll on your social media account that asks, hey, Giant fans, would you sign for this scenario in 2026? Mike Tomlin is the New York Giants head coach, yes or no?
Sure.
Thank you. Just curious what the results would be.
Make sure you caveat, not my idea. Put in parentheses.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That'll probably help my case. I think I'll get more votes that way. More of your calls coming up. Plus, we're going to prepare you for what is a sneakily big series between the Yankees and the Blue Jays. And Aaron Boone did it again! He did it again! We'll address what he did coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, including a brand new Cinco list courtesy of Sean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.